For the most trusting people, they can understand the And upon incredible power and suffering to one break, we would all like to see the power of Jesus once and for all. But is there a solution? What are those being the most important questions we can answer? And this is why I go back to look at the common people and the solution. And there are some of the myths about the common people that prevent us from discovering the solution to the common people. And we need to debunk them here. Let's talk about two. One day, the community is becoming better and better and better. I think the myth is that we need to make the world better and better will ultimately cause the problem to be better. These two big unifiers cause us to underestimate the common people. So we need to debunk them if we're going to see what it is and embrace the only two things. Starting in 1700, there occurred a revolution in Washington. The Orange Court was being lightened. But the thing is, the period of history of the modern court was its remarkable new way of thinking. Western thinkers embraced their commitment to human reasons and science. They thought that through these two tools, humanity could sweep away the darkness of human ignorance and the power of spirit. But the theme to be some years to their point. The Enlightenment produced democracy, human rights, health reform, education reform, and different kinds of social reform. And this inspired the optimism that we could continue to improve ourselves in the world we live in until we overcame all forms of evil. And so born the myth of human progress. But then, it's going to take a the 20th century field of the illusion of enlightenment is part of the optimistic belief in humanity to continue to progress. Consider the fact that the 20th century produced some of the worst evils and the deep evils made the most civilized and advanced part of the world, the 20th century proved that this force of human progress was based on false optimism. Instead of being interesting better than previous humanity, it turned out to be worse. The human being used this so-called enlightenment to perpetrate tremendous acts of evil. Humanity acknowledged it was even more ruthless than it thought it would be before. Let's look at what happened in the 20th century in order to debunk the false optimism of human beings and models. I will give you a brief of the 20th century. The 20th century will be remembered for the worst humanity has to offer. War, totalitarian rebellion, suicide, suicide, and nuclear inflation. The 20th century brought World War I. Before World War I, it was the first global war in your history. Nothing like it ever happened before. The war started in 1914. It involved 100 nations and killed 17 million people in only 4 years. How many men died in the battlefield of World War I? But the first one is spoke of a lost nation. It was so devastating that some thought the gift of the war to win all wars. It could be 40 million casualties. Soldiers came home to push off the demoralized and deeply wounded. Millions more died across the globe during World War II in horrible circumstances. In 1914, around 1.2 million out of the 1.5 million population in the Ottoman Empire was systematically executed by the Ottoman government and the Turkish government prisoners. Instead of World War I bringing an end to war, it simply laid the groundwork for the Second World War, which was more evil and more murder in the first one. At the end of World War I, Europe imposed personal-based conditions. And so, people not just to continue the situation, it gave people fear and grievances, and hate their grievances to support democracy and fight back the state, and it turned their ambitions and business goals into a period of land conquest, which led to a new world war, World War II. The it's important to know that the findings and concepts were inspired by the truth and the enlightenment. He required the ideology that is based upon Darwin's ancient theory of evolution, which was part of the enlightenment. The theory of evolution is not a good reason. The endless war is strong against the weak. Isn't it ironic that the man enlightened truth to the human creation is a horrible thing? In the book Black Earth, the history of the year of Baylor University, he described the language of Hitler as part of the world. He was given to this, Hitler was given to a maximum of people. Was full of evolutionary lore, which has been integrated with possible distinction, raising to the way of species, a million of life, and species killed in life. This is the way for the law of racial equality, determined as the law of definition. The struggle is never ended, and no ordinary one. A race of finding first. We also require next week. To keep it all, the law of the jungle is the only law. People look for any information to be merciful and to be protective and effective in the world. So people believe that the struggle between the races is necessary. Some believe that superior races need to be free from the inferior races to gain the race of struggle for security. Whereby the weaker women and women, and this is the case of weakening the women they prefer and to the promotion. So, who are explicit evolutionary logic causing them to engage the middle of Germany and this unleashed World War II, which killed 4 times more people than World War I, or the 7 times the war? It's nearly about 385 million people dying globally. So, who are explicit logic not even worse than that? We believe that if we close the greatest possible to the superior race winning the race struggle, we hold the speed in the way of the struggle between the different races, the place that was based on the morality of the Bible. The Bible teaches that humans are not animals. They are made in the image of God. The Bible teaches that slaves will not be subject to the law. The Bible teaches that children are right. For my faith. It exists here, but the story is taught in the race. And therefore, you are expected to think that humans needed to be exterminated in order to preserve the human race. And so, you organize the system that is the main thing in the world. And how do you know how the people that you meet have the disability to be the race and so on and so forth? And instead, it turns into things that just end with a lot. The planetary limit, 21 species, 21 species, including the lions in 1994, where a million people died in a little more than 10 months. Neither of them made it. The 20th century also saw a mind-boggling genocide that was just 8 million people. The 30 million murdered 15 million years in people. 16 murdered 4 million years in people. Professor Rimmel of the University of Hawaii wrote a book called The Burning, the estimated presence of 160 million people during the 20th century were killed by their own government. The first thing we also saw American Jews get combined between World War II and killed by invasion. And this bird is an enormous nuclear arms race. The Cold War is not even the ninth of every war in history. Between 10 and 25 million people were killed in World War related to the Cold War. In America, now over 5,000 nuclear weapons are over 6,000, 80,000 total, with over the next 13,000 nuclear warheads. In 64 million, there are enough nuclear weapons to destroy civilization many times over. And this leaves us in a very precarious situation. We could not part from nuclear annihilation. I promise you, one that we are only seeking to get from the enemy. The system is our own fear of the knowledge and mentality brought us to the grave of our own. And how can all of this happen in a chaotic world. How did all this happen in the cradle of enlightenment? Well, the writer, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, offers an explanation of the evil of the sea of Christ. He was uniquely positioned to acquire insight into the Christ because he experienced the sacred passion on his own. And the rest of the movie is very fine because he spoke to the second word of his own, and he sentenced to do it for 8 years. And he's talking about his experience with him, and he wrote the book, The Evil of the Water. Let me read this paragraph from the book, where he talks about the evil. He says, "The evil, human being, was first of all believed that what he was doing was good. Well, God said it, and what if he said it, and he's conforming to the world. First, that he made what you need to keep it safe for the people. He always says, when he has good evil doing, it belongs to God to the good, and gives the evil doing necessary steadiness to his nation. And let the sorcerer refer to nature's acts in good and sanctity in the last, so that we won't fear reproaches and curses, but will receive praise and honor. And also the agents of inquisition fortify the will, revolting disillusionment. The people of the foreign lands have stolen the grandeur of the mothers. The colonizers are civil to not be carried, and the citizens are equality, brotherhood, and common integration. This is the ideology that 20 centuries of fate to experience evil on a scale cultivated in millions. This is the how then do we dare insist that evildoers do not exist? And who is it that is poorly dealing with that evildoer that were the mill of the day? The definition of mind is that it doesn't take wicked minds to commit wicked deeds. All it takes is the right arguments and ideas. Because ideology holds forth its function. People commit evil deeds because they're convinced of what they're doing here. How to be able to change this country? Tell us how easy it is to split into evil, even both. All kinds of evil are just about the name of this. Ordinary people can be persuaded to do the war and attack people. How is it to basically be in some of the vulnerable forest that you can see? Because they want you to see how they can keep on committing to the inner native constantly doing. What can we learn from this condition? What is all true of you? First, we learn that what is called being an intellectual product of a mixed bag. While man is individual taking certain falsehoods and true decisions, it also included an embrace of new and diligent falsehoods and ideologies. I tell you, this is meant to justify terrible evil. Second, human powers are not human in nature. And knowledge may have been technology may change, but these things don't change who we are. Our nature remains unaltered. We still retain the weaknesses and the flaws of an evil, and the potential to be negative. The 20th century social fragile of civilization, human nature can still function. It can destroy all the beings that we need to achieve the democracy, the rule of law, and innovation. Many things are permanent. So we can have taken for granted. We're always susceptible to evil because human nature is the same today as it was 100 years ago. The goal of the future is to make the history of the future is most helpful to correctly fighting from the evil and the future of the future. If we can get any weapon from the future, we can be evil to happen in the future. Human nature is the same for what we do to the future. In many different circumstances, you'll bring out the same weaknesses in human nature that are least evil nature. Some of the changes could be the way for conflicts we've never seen before over food, water, and other resistance. Will civilization develop these measures? But it's not going to be the same thing in the end. It is used to make the world better and better and to ultimately solve the problems of evil. We will be able to mine infinite potential and infinite water. If we really prevent the ability to solve the problems of evil, let's bother with this for a moment. This 2,000 more to hear, and about 200 more new people. He invested enormous resources trying to grow these funds, and we've made some incredible advances. We've been able to fulfill the limited manage, and even cure people, but we've not been able to solve the problem of disease. Instead of new diseases coming back, old diseases brought to the people from the beginning. Physicians believe that new medicines stop working because the diseases become resistant. And even though we see people that have lifestyle diseases, they'll cure the disease well from the labor technology that can develop diseases and enjoy human disease. Will we be able to solve the problem of the future? Will we accept that we haven't succeeded so we can go for a goal? The world is somehow fundamentally broken. I'm afraid disease is actually here to stay. Such a world is another issue that we see in college. Can we solve the problem of the future? Will we build many walls and build prisons and investments in police? Are we going to solve the future of the future? Some of the values work better. You can get the uniforms all the time. It's not the problem that happens if I'm a student. It isn't the thing for the future, right? What about the next level of medical studies? You solve the problem next level. So we can build better buildings, better infrastructure. But we still need about $25 billion to spend on real estate. Here's the next level. So we've been able to afford the subsidy to pay for the money to make the business. It's specific to the names of the prophets who are coming, glorious visions to the given of the Spirit of the written word of the Lord. In this vision, the word sees Jesus in his world glory and power. He's overwhelmed by the Spirit, and Jesus walks the ground in his faith, and Jesus is in the Spirit of the Spirit. He goes down to feel it one to be towards it, and go back to the Spirit. Jesus has a belief in his personal struggle with evil. And Jesus is going to continue to work his burden, working to see the church to overcome evil that he has. Welcome to the church with me. We are here today. We're going to be here next week. So, why don't you see this world begin to meet with him that he has the right to be? It doesn't end until chapter 22, from 18 to 21. In this much larger vision, Jesus reveals that it's very clear. And coming to his birth and for the recreation of earth. And to make over the activity to overcome the evil world and bring it to his people. I want to take a few moments to look at the overall description of God's people and his people. The larger vision is to support the church and begin to pass the throne room into the one body. And if he opens our view of his sitting in the throne, the spirit is looking for his spirit to be there. There's a rainbow of his throne that stood out before him, and he's throwing 24 elders in my world, where he's throwing all four living creatures, raised in light and light and increasing from him, that he will be mighty for the throne. And the one who is the beast of the spirit of God and his throne room, it falls combined. Reveal the story of the and what Spirit to carry the
The Lord